Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio. You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yes, we're back again on the Havoc Free Scene Radio, and in the studio today we have
Mr. Tickle of Darkage.
Yes, we do indeed. The listening count's slowly climbing up here. We've had a few problems. Had a bit of a delay to start the stream. Aladdocks, our shoutcast provider, is actually running a database for Ascena on one of the servers. He's getting about a million hits a day. It's taking up 100% of his CPU usage. So when we tried to connect to the streams earlier, we had a bit of a problem. It actually timed out because we didn't have enough bandwidth. So I think we're all right now, aren't we? So.
Well, seems to be.
Yeah, so the listener count's going up. Anyone that hasn't tuned in now, please. Of course, if you haven't tuned in, you wouldn't hear me say it.
Yeah, that's what all you people who haven't tuned in, you're all useless.
Yes, that's right. And we can say that because you don't know we're saying it.
Yeah, we call you twats and everything.
Exactly. Right, I wonder if are these microphones actually on? Hello? Yeah, they are. That's the
Yeah, always good to start a show with your mics turned off, isn't it?
Actually, you say that, but we've done that before. Anyway, so what have we got in store for you this show? Well, first of all, I'm just going to tell you about the Havoc Handbook, which has been programmed and put out on the web. Well, it's actually been put out on the web by me, but no, it was written by Solarize. What does this do? Well, it's a little executable for all you Windows users. What it does is you run it, it runs, and it... what does it do? Well, it does various things. You know, a lot of people have been complaining that they can't actually get the URLs that I say on the air. They can't actually write... Microphones have just gone off there.
Are they alright?
Well, the microphones actually just went off there, though. That was a little bit odd. Anyway, very strange. Anyway, yeah, a lot of people have been complaining that they can't actually get the URLs when I read them out on the air. So, the Havoc Scene Radio has now provided you the Havoc Handbook. This means that you can actually run it on your machine and... pull down all the URLs that we use on the show. So instead of sitting in the channel and complaining and going, what was that URL, what is this URL, all you have to do now is download the program, click grab URLs, and it grabs them for you. Devastator has just pointed out that we just had a cut in the stream. I'm not really sure what that was all about, but anyway, we seem to be back again now, and the line recorder seems to be saying that it's working, so we'll just go with that for a minute.
Well, you know, Havoc Radio, it's got nothing but the best in technical, well, problems.
The ultimate technical problems. Yeah, so what else? Oh yeah, also I'd like to announce that we're going to be running the Havoc ISP. What's that you say? Well, I don't really know yet. What it's actually going to be doing is giving anyone in the UK, 0845 number, that's a local call. It's going to be giving anyone in the UK not free, but 0845 number dial-up access, ISDN, 56K modem, 28K modem, dual ISDN as well, I think. And you'll all be able to dial in and use it. So there you go. So that's what we're going to be doing. So if anyone has a crap ISP that they want to get off, you can start using that.
Yeah, go to a different crap ISP.
Exactly, that's right. With all the technical problems this show has, what makes you think that our ISP is going to be better than anyone else's? So let's have a look. What have we got coming up for you in the show today? Well, we've actually got some news from CFX Web, guys, from Sulphur, from CFX Web. Got some news from Adok Ahagi. We've got Mr. Tickle here in the studio, as we've already said. We've got a bit more news. We've got a bit more music. Got a bit more news after that. We'll try not to bore you too much.
News and music, then some more news and then more music.
That's about right. Actually, we normally prepare this a little bit better. A little bit better than that. But I've not prepared much of this at all today. We're just going to kind of wing it and see what happens.
Yeah, anyone who's heard the last show I was on, it's pretty much the same thing again, really. We haven't got a clue.
Yeah, we didn't have a clue that show. We've had about 3-4 months now and we still don't have a clue on this show. But anyway, if you're in a channel with anyone that's not listening to the show, or that's not talking, or that's not in the channel or anything, get them in, get them on the show, www.havoc.co.uk or #havocradio on FNET. Definitely connect up there, and we can try and get you on the radio, or at least we'll laugh at what you type in IRC. That'll do. So let's have a look at scene news. What's happened recently in the scene in the last 2 weeks? Well, there's been a new Flare XM player released. This new version of Flare XM player supports Win32. New features include polling under Linux, DSP filtering interface, and driver cleanups, as well as a few bug fixes. So you can get that at http://flare.theplains.org/projects.php. Now, I'm sure if you're listening to this and you haven't yet downloaded the Havoc Handbook, which you can get at www.thehavoc.co.uk/hhb-1i_setup.exe. You see, if you have the Havoc Handbook, you wouldn't actually need to remember that URL and where to download the handbook from. But go to the channel, it's in the topic there, so download that, and you can get all these URLs straight away. Just click on the grab URLs and then grab them, and it should all be there for you. So, Flag 2001, they ran a poll regarding changing the voting rules at the next party. They've conducted a kind of, party-style vote evaluation, so the winners are going to be selected by both the audience voting and a jury. You can read the website for details. That vote has actually gone through now, and they're actually going to go with the party style of voting. So you can grab all the information there from http://flag2001.demoscene.hu.
That's probably the worst one yet.
Yeah,
flag. Got 2001 done. So if you get that one, you're a miracle worker.
I'm actually going to turn the mic off when we when we read out the URL, so then there's no excuse for people taking the piss. A new ScoopX homepage. ScoopX or ScopeX?
ScoopX, I say.
ScoopX, I think we're around ScoopX. A new ScoopX homepage has been released at http://www.scoopx.org. That was tough. This has got some new graphics on it from Noogman of ScoopX. You can also find all the Amiga, OCS, ECS, and AGI demos, and all the PC demos from ScoopX, as well as lots of their Amiga videos as video files. Now, I've got video files written down here. It says thanks to amydemos.org, so I'm going to assume that's DivX, actually. Solarizer's just pasted the URL for the Havoc Handbook back in again. Oh, and according to Sulfur, it actually does include Solarize secret sex tips, so definitely, if you want to find out how he does it, and actually, if you've heard Solarize speak, you'd love to know exactly how Solarize does it. Let's see if we can take the piss out of Solarize here. If you can just bear with me 1 second, we're going to do our best to really embarrass him. There's a big pause while I try and find out exactly what I've done with his advert. Pause. I've just put it in the playlist and now I've lost it again. Here we go. Let's have a good old laugh at Solarize's voice now.
Hi, this is Solarize. This is the Havoc Scene Radio.
Well, there was a lot of echo on that.
Well, I hope they can hear that at home because I could hear that. But
he couldn't hear that. We'll play
I couldn't hear it, but I could tell it was rubbish.
Oh, hang on. We've got a problem here. I've just loaded another version of Winamp. See, this is the thing, you see. I've got to remember not to play around with the hardware while we're live on the air. I'm just going to turn the volume up here so Mr. Tickle can hear this.
Hi, this is Solarize.
Now, for some reason, that's not actually going through to the to the Shoutcast streamer. I'm not really sure why that is.
Hi, this is Solarize, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
It is now. There we go.
Oh, the passion that came through there.
It was great, wasn't it? Anyway, we've now embarrassed Solarize enough, so it'll be time to embarrass Sulfur later. Yeah, we've actually got an interesting thing about Sulfur. We're trying to figure out exactly who Sulfur is. I'll explain this in a minute. Let's just see if I can actually find it. Where's Sulfur? Here's the first thing from Sulfur, anyway.
Hi, this is Sulfur from CFX Web.
And you're listening to the Havoc Radio.
See, now that was, by all accounts, that was Sulfur. So we'll agree that was Sulfur. But then the question is, who is this?
Hi, this is Sulfur, and you're listening to the Havoc Radio.
So the mystery is Sulfur male, female, or both?
Oh, I think we have had an operation there. That's so, got to cost some money.
So between the time of him recording the first one and then recording the second one, he's actually changed sex, which is pretty damn impressive. So anyway, let's carry on with the show news. We would do, but I've lost it. Where were we? Linux. Here we go. Linux would like to announce a new site redesign out there for you, which is compatible with all resolutions. There are some sections still under construction, but if you want to learn more about Linux's future productions, check the page out. They're always looking for talented people, but this time they really want some trackers. They're in, according to the advert, actually, they're in desperate need, but I think that's probably desperate. they're in desperate need of talented trackers who will be dedicated to the group work. You can grab all their information at http://lunixmoonshine.cjb.net. I thought you were going to say something.
I know you did that quite well. I think.
Yeah.
Not a lot more to say there, really.
Yeah, again, another advert for the Havoc Handbook. Go and download it, because I'm really not promoting this anymore. To be honest, Solarize has done a great job with that. People are now messaging me.
And all you Linux and Amiga users and everything, tough shit.
Yeah, basically. I just want to say, for all you Amiga users, Mr. Tickle is now going to be locked in this room until he actually presents an Amiga version of the Havoc Handbook.
What, using your Win UAE?
Yeah, using three PCs and a Win UAE copy, he's actually going to produce an Amiga copy.
I might make one, but not today.
No, probably not today. Let's have a look. Paradox Demo Party. Have you ever been to Russia? No, you're probably sensible.
I don't know, they've got potatoes.
Potato and rubles.
Linoleum, probably.
Yeah, I really shouldn't take the piss out of the Russians, because apparently a lot of Russians listen to this show.
No, we love you, really.
Yes, we do. And please don't come around and beat me up. What about Russian parties? Well, they can say that Russian parties are something different. Not like European parties, namely because European parties are in Europe and Russian parties are
in Russia.
Exactly.
That's quite a lot different.
Yes. If you want to visit another country, namely
Russia,
and take part in a party, you can do it. This is one of the greatest Russian parties, and it will be held on the 21st to the 22nd of July in Rostov-on-Don. And where's that?
Would that be in Russia?
That's right. This is the third Paradox party, because the other two parties were also in
Russia.
And you can see groups like T-Rex, Sans, Throb, Neon Ray, and a lot of other famous groups there. The official site is http://party.paradox.ru. So go there for all the information on, and apparently the Havoc Handbook download link doesn't work. I'll try and fix that in the next break anyway. But go to http://party.paradox.ru and you can get all the information on the Paradox Demo Party, which is in
Russia.
Yeah. Do you remember the last show that we did, and it was actually Dark Hawk that we couldn't stop saying?
Yeah. Now it's Russia. Every time I come on this show, I think we're going to have like a word of the day. And today, it's Russia.
Today, it is Russia. Saying that, I was actually talking to Innocence yesterday, and I got the chance to use the best joke in the world. She said she's not actually Swedish, she's actually Finnish. And I said, finished what? You're meant to laugh at that one.
Oh, sorry, that's really great. Yeah, that's the best joke I've ever heard.
That was meant to be
brilliant.
Funny.
Brilliant. almost as good as... did you hear about the short-sighted circumciser?
No.
He got the sack. That was a better joke, I think.
Please hold for this commercial break. Right, moving swiftly on. The Amiga Game Music Lager. Did I just say the Amiga Game Music Lager?
Yes. The Amiga Game Music Lager. It's a new drink.
Yeah. It's a new drink comprised completely of Amiga game music.
And lager.
The lager is filtered through cold, clear Amiga game music and bottled at source. Anyway.
Right.
The Amiga Game Music Lair. They've had 92 new games uploaded and some new games updated, 9 games new updated, and 2 more Deli players. You can access their site at www.amigagames.fr.st. I've really lost it today, haven't I? I've really lost it.
Not only can you not speak, I've got better humour, apparently.
Well, that just shows how little Innocence knows. AmyDemos.org. Amy Demos has actually been doing a lot for the scene, or for the Amiga scene. If you don't know who Amy Demos are, they've got a lot of Amiga demos on there, as DivX. They've got a special bonus on there for you. Deus Ex Machina by Crest and Oxyrum. The winning C64 demo at Mecha 00. Was it Mecha 00?
Yeah, it was 2000. Was it
Mecha 2000? Yeah. Wasn't 2001?
No, that was in 2000.
Yeah.
I should know, I was there.
So, hang on, so didn't Crest and Oxyrum release something at 2001?
I believe they did, but I can't remember what it was.
Interesting.
There were some bloody good demos at both parties anyway, so...
Definitely, yeah. So anyway, Mecha 2000, Crest... Just got some young kids outside the window.
Maybe we should invite him in and get him on the show.
Anyway, Deus Ex Machina has now been released on DivX Video. It's amazing how long we can make two lines of news last.
I know, we can keep going if you want.
It's quite impressive. I think we'll move on. But anyway,
Russia.
Mega 2001, which wasn't in...
Russia.
Caught him just as he was about to take a drink there. Deus Ex Machina released as DivX Video on amydemos.org. That's enough for that piece of news.
That's not in Russia.
That's not in Russia, evidently. Assembly 2001. Now, Assembly 2001, which is in...
Russia?
No. No, it's actually in...
Denmark,
Denmark or Finland?
Finland. Finnmark.
Finnmark.
It's in Finnmark.
I'm fairly sure it's in Finland.
It's in Finland, I can't remember. Everywhere.
In Finland, because... Where's Helsinki?
Finnmark. Russia.
Well, well, Devastator, anyway. Devastator of Neo, www.neotendo.org.co.uk.
.ndo.co.mb.jp.org.uk.
Yes.
.com.
Devastator of Neo is, anyway, he's actually organising a UK trip to the Assembly 2001. That wasn't what this piece of news is about, but anyway, if you're interested, email him, dvs@neotendo.co.uk, I think it is, or Devastator.
Or something
like that.
Write something, in a two-field of email address, just put lots and lots of email addresses based on what you said, and one of them would be right. So.
That's about right. Anyway, Devastator is in the channel at the moment, so if you're listening to this live, you can just message him and he'll tell you. If you're listening to this from the archives, tough. anyway, back to the news. Assembly 2001 is coming, and what would a party be without good... Or, this advert... I tell you, this is funny. People submit news to me, and these spelling mistakes are quite humorous, actually. Assembly 2001 is coming, and what would a party be without God background music?
Without God... God's background music is the best background music in the world.
I'm interested to know, actually, what background music God uses.
Well, birds singing, the wind in the trees.
Yeah, fanfares, trumpets.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of stuff.
Marvellous.
Yeah. So, you might guess that the news is already, so they're looking for some scene music which could be used as background music in Assembly 2001. So, you know, when you're at the party, you stand there, you hear people screaming, people laughing, smashing up PCs. Background music at Assembly 2001, if you're interested to help them make the right feeling for the party, and you own the copyrights for the songs, that does not mean go and MP3 rip some CD that you've got from somewhere and just send it to them. Contact them. You can email tom@livecrew.org.
No comment.
No comment.
You got that one right, mate.
Yeah, fair enough.
Can I just say that we're not giggling like girls, we're giggling like something that's not girls.
Who said that we've giggled like girls?
They're giggling like girls, I said there. Where is it? There.
Why are they giggling like girls? Are they both naked? Hell no.
No, I've got a bin bag on.
Yeah, Mr. Diggle has a very attractive bin bag. You see, they'd know why we were giggling if we had a webcam, but we don't, so
yeah.
They won't.
Well... I've got a bit, but I'm not even going to describe what Dev's wearing. It's worse than a bin bag, mate.
We'll be back right after this.
Sounds of Mr. Tickle getting beaten up, presumably.
Yeah. Right after the sounds of pain. Talking about pain, online voting for Pain magazine. Check out the online voting for the Pain Disc Mag at http://pain.planet-d.net. They need as much voters as they can get. If we get enough voters, then it'll stop them harassing people in the channel, minding their own business. There are new categories. You can now vote for wild demos and for 4K intros. You wanted it, so apparently they've put it on the website. Besides this, send articles to Plank. I did it again, didn't I?
Send articles to a Plank. Yes, go down to your local... Timber store and send articles to a Plank. Just any old Planker word will do.
Yes. I said Plank. I meant to say pain@planetd.net. I wish people would stop making really complicated URLs for me to read out on the air. Anyway, send your articles and your votes to pain@planetd.net. All kinds of articles are wanted, especially interviews, making ofs, reviews, CDs, groups, demos, intros, books, whatever. And reports. Don't be shy and write something.
Yeah.
Alright.
No Russia.
Russia now. Now again, Foreplay. Foreplay at the end of the last show actually messaged me this. This didn't get onto the last show because I'm too lazy. http://www.amiga.com/corporate/AmigaDEPartyPack.shtml. That is a URL. To the Amiga DE Party Pack.
He's going to ask me to explain those.
Yeah, I asked Mr. Tickle about this earlier. He said he couldn't explain it, so I'm just to embarrass him, I'm going to ask him again on the air. Do you want to explain it?
Well, the Amiga DE.
Yeah.
The Amiga DE is a thing that's made of stuff, and you can host it on Linux and Windows, and it really doesn't bother me because it's not a lot to do with the Amiga, to be honest, so...
Just to clarify, it's a thing that's made of stuff?
Yeah.
What thing and which stuff?
Well, it's the Amiga DE made of, like, stuff. Depends what media it's on, I suppose. If it's on like a hard disk, it's made of like platters.
Alright, so it's like
magnetic fields.
So it's a piece of hardware?
A bit of software. If it's on a CD, it'll be made of plastic and...
So it's basically a software hardware emulator?
No, it's a developer environment.
All right, so
you can run it on whatever you like, but it's not a lot to do with the Amiga, because they are going to bring out OS4, which is something to do with the Amiga. But
all right, so let's talk about OS4. What's OS4? What's OS4? But let's talk about OS4.
It's OS4. It's the Amiga's operating system, the new version that's going to come out for the Power PC.
Do we know when that's coming out?
Best guess.
That's a good guess. You heard it here first. The Amiga OS4 is coming out on. That's exactly right.
And it'll be first out in Russia.
So, that's right. The first download will be available in Russia. Right, so let's have a look. That's all the news that I have at the moment. I normally have more than that, but I was too lazy to collect any more. Let's have a look, see what else there is coming up for the rest of the show. Well, we've got the CFX Web news from Sulphur, so this gives everybody an opportunity to laugh at Sulphur's accent. Then we've got ADOX scene news, which gives everybody an opportunity to have a quick sleep. I didn't mean that, actually. It's got to be said, very nice thanks to ADOX. He's provided us with news for every single show and solidly reduced our listener count every time. Then, for the rest of the show, we've got a nice load of music. We've actually got a lot of music this show. The show is actually 1 hour and 25 minutes without us even talking, so we could probably just go away and leave the playlist running, and you'd never notice.
They probably wouldn't notice at all, really, would
they? No, they'd probably think the show'd actually improved if we went. Yeah. One final thing, just before we carry on. Sad bit of news, I think. Ramon. Ramon died a couple of weeks or a month ago. I can't remember exactly. Anyway, he died recently. If you don't know Ramon, he was an old school senior. He's been around for a long while. I knew him not very well. Did used to talk to him quite a bit on RC back in about 94, 95. Very good musician. Shame the guy died of a heart attack, apparently. And just think, it's about time that we played a module from him. He released a few modules under Mono. You can find them on AmiNet, which is wuarchive.wsl.edu.
Well, I usually just go to uk.aminet.net,
which is much easier. /aminet. Yep, there we go. That's much easier. So go there and search for Ramon, and you can download all his modules. Meanwhile, we're just going to play you one of his modules now, called Get Busy, released under the Mono label, which you can find at www.mono211.com. And then Sulphur will be with you to deliver you all the CFX Web news read in a northern accent. Enjoy.
From Russia.
In a northern accent from Russia. This is Ramon, and this is Deathbase, but the coming up is Ramon with Get Busy on him.
Using the latest cutting-edge technology.
Clearly the work of someone with scissors and glue and too much free time.
The only internet radio station for the sea. Have Free Net Radio.
We'll be right back. This is Vention, and you're listening to the Havoc Free... I fucking forgot.
Hello, this is Sofa from SafeXWeb.net, and welcome to another exciting edition of SafeXWeb News, brought to you in association with the Havoc Radio. I'd like to tell you about some of the new things that's happening over at SafeXWeb. First of all, we've upgraded our forums. We had some problems in the past, and now we support loads of features, so it's well worth checking out. So if you're looking for like-minded people to discuss programming, game design, the demo scene, or even just talk about nothing, then I suggest you go over there, join in. It's just great fun. Some other things happening. We're in the middle of setting up a cooperation with various websites to provide extra content for the site. We already offer plenty of programming content, so what we'd like to do is add content for, say, graphics, sound, textures, 3D models, and we've been talking to a few people, and we're trying to get a corporation set up so you can have all the content in one site. So hopefully there'll be news about that on the next issue. Now onto the code news. First of all, if anyone remembers Peter Dalton, great website, full of OpenGL and DirectX goodies, all with full source code, absolutely brilliant. If anyone remembers his BSP demo, I certainly do. I downloaded it and tried it out, but unfortunately it didn't work on my GeForce 2. But he's released a new version, and this one actually works on my GeForce, so that's pretty good. The new demo includes PVS information to limit the number of polygons rendered. It's possible to see the portals used to generate the PVS. Supports being added for sound effects and builds upon the game library he's been developing. Bearing in mind it comes with full source code and pre-compiled binaries, you just want to see it in action. So I suggest you go and check that out. Yeah, I'm not going to read the URL out, it's way too long. In fact, I'm not going to read any of the URLs out. So you best just wait till the end of the show and surf on over to the Havoc, and all the URLs will be online. Now, next bit of news, it's regarding Sony, where they've integrated Java into the PlayStation 2. Which is quite cool, actually, because basically it means the PlayStation 2 has the ability to download new applications dynamically off the internet, and so PlayStation 2 owners will be able to access millions of Java applets and applications, which is great, I think. Now, next bit of news is regarding Milkshape 3D ASCII Model Loader and Renderer. Scott Hilbert posted a source code recently, and this is what he wrote. This is a raw, ready-to-use C++ code to load and render a Milkshape ASCII model file with DirectX 8. Simply call create model from file, and you have a point to the file and render all you want. Sounds cool. But I believe there's no animation supported. And, well, it's pretty simple code. So if you wish to use that in your current project, there's certainly room for expansion there. So I'll go check that out. It seems we're having a good month for demo sources. We have just two new sources from Theon, the demo group Theon. They released sources of their winning demos. The first one's called Dream, which was released at Fiasco 99, and Expiration, which was released at Fiasco 2000, which is very, very cool, which uses OpenGL, I think. That's definitely worth checking out, definitely. While we're talking about sources, where freestylers have released a full source code to their winning 4K entry at Dialogos 2000. Certainly a cool little intro, featuring some forward kinetics. If you wish to recompile it, you'll need MASM 5 or higher. While we're talking about source codes, we have a little poll running over at CFX Web, which has been running for some time now, and we're just curious to, you know, are sources bad? Are they good? What do people do with them? Do they learn from them, or do they copy, or do they just rip the whole thing and pass it off as their own? Who knows? We'd like to give your opinion if source is bad. Just surf on over to the site, the poll's there. Just one click and you can see the current votes and comments. GameDev.net has launched a new design and layout for their website, which is fantastic, I must say. A snippet from the press release. GameDev.net, the leading internet resource for game development, has launched a redesigner's website with the goal of providing game developers fast access to its resources through an integrated system of books, articles, links, and message forums. Nihi, I think you all know who he is, they're very famous for his OpenGL tutorials, has posted a new tutorial. However, this one's game programming, which is the second in the series. This one covers matrices. The author comments, "This tutorial is theory, maths, and more theory. In this tutorial, we will create two very useful classes. These classes are for use with a wrapper from lesson 1, One class is for vectors and the other is for 4x4 matrices. So if you're a newbie to C++ and to matrix maths, then it's certainly worth checking out. Now this is great news, great news. GCC version 3 has been released. The GNU project team announced the release, and according to the site, it has several new optimizations, new targets, new languages, in fact, and lots of features. Too many to list here, so I've included a link to the feature list in this issue. So once you get hold of this, I'll recommend checking it out. And NVIDIA have released the results for the contest they've been running over the past few months. The shader contest recently held in cooperation with NVIDIA and Discrete, that's the makers of 3D Max, came to a close last week, and the results are out. The various winners won GeForce 3s and copies of 3D Max, which is quite cool, on my winning GeForce 3. But not only that, they've made the entries available for download, which is absolutely cool, because if anyone remembers the contest, it was, you had to create various shaders in Max. And there's some absolutely brilliant, brilliant shaders. I mean, the Fluffy Bunny just says it all, which was the winner. It's absolute beauty. So there's a pack of 25 new shaders with full source code, which are available for the NVFX Browser 5. So if you downloaded that recently, you can just check out the shaders, basically, and, you know, hopefully you can use them and or modify them or learn from them, in fact, which is even better. And then you have a couple game or demo, whatever. Other stuff from NVIDIA includes NVLink version 2.1, which is a great tool for automatically generating vertex shaders, so you can specify lights, texture modes, bones, and basically it automatically creates a vertex shader, which is fully optimized, of course. I believe the new version contains bug fixes and has better documentation, so certainly worth checking out. And another thing, there's a new document entitled OpenGL Vertex Programming Cheat Sheet, which has been reposted, which is an updated version of the paper from the OpenGL SDK. And a new feature article from Flipkode, yes, entitled The 2D Guide to DirectX 8 Graphics, written by Jay Watkins. This article basically explains how to set up a basic 2D rendering framework and get it running with the DirectX 8 API. If you haven't used the DirectX 8, basically DirectDraw and Direct3D were merged, so it was a bit tricky to get 2D stuff up and running. But certainly a nice article, complete with source code. Check it out, it's great. And while we're on the topic of DirectX programming, there's a site absolutely packed with DirectX tutorials, which is aimed at the beginner, from the very basics to using the Direct3DX library. All the tutorials have come with source code. Great stuff there, worth checking out. And a new topic from Ask Midnight over Flipkode. Adam Ward asked how to plot a 3D point onto a 2D screen. Yes, very trivial, yes, but it's a common question for anyone new to 3D. And as always, Midnight has a wonderful response, well explained and documented. So if you're starting out in 3D, surf an oven, definitely check that out. And if anyone remembers the game, Snock, recently Civics Web, well, several months ago in fact, we released various game design documents. And only last week, the author informed us that a final version of the game had been released. If you don't know what Snock is, it's a very addictive 3D snakes game, which is, in fact, it's too addictive, yes. It's wasted much of my time lately. And just when, you know, things couldn't get better, you know, he releases the full game and engine sources, you know? And the source is absolutely beautiful. The game is written in OpenGL, but I recommend that you play the game first, you know, before you check out the sources. It's fantastic, it's great. Lots of hard work went into this game. And last but not least, if anyone remembers the bass player, because I know you're all using the F mod. But anyway, if anyone remembers bass, still a very popular sound system using demos. Version 1 has been released, packed with features and bug fixes and good documentation. It plays everything, basically, MP3s, waves, custom streams, all the demo scene formats, XMIT, SVM mod, and even has its own native MO3, which is basically an MP3 compressed mod. And all the other features such as audio, CD, playback, free position of samples, streams, mods, supports A3D and Creative's EOX. It is free for use in freeware programs, so it's certainly worth checking out if you don't quite like FMod. Anyway, that about wraps it up for this week. It's been an interesting issue. But before I pass you back to DeathBase, if you have any news you wish to share with the scene, then I recommend you email me, which is sulfur@ukscene.org. Anything from the demo scene to game development, if you've released a brand new source or written a tutorial, then email me and I'll make sure it gets in the next issue. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll pass you back to DeathBase.
Hallo, ich bin Mystic und ich höre Havoc Scene Radio.
Yes, it's us. We're back.
Yes.
That's all I had to say.
Russia.
Well, now, actually, sorry. Yes, it's us, and we're back, like.
You know what I'm saying, like.
Anyway, that was the CFX News, CFX Web.
News.
Web. CFXWeb.net. Russian news read out by Sulfur.
From Russia.
From Baker Groove.
Baker Groove, man. You know what I'm saying, like. No, don't you know. Calm down.
Wait, hey, man. No, anyway, much respect to Sulfur for that. Thanks very much for the news there. So, we've come back into the stream here. You'd think at this point we had something to talk about, but we don't.
Oh, of course we do. Everything planned to a T.
Yes.
Right, sure.
Actually, what we've just been given, Zonix has just messaged us, Hollywood of Mono 211. Actually, you just heard his module there, Believe by Hollywood. He's put up a tribute page to Ramon at www.mono211.com/content/ramon.html. So,
no comment.
Do what?
No comment.
So, yeah, so you can get all the information from Ramon there. And download, I think you can download all his mods. So that's good news. Just in the stream, just while we've been streaming that, we've been asked to play some bits and pieces. Namely, Innocence's lovely jingle for us.
This is Innocence, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
That's a great jingle, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah, much better than all these blokes saying, "Oh, this is me and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio."
Well, Vengeance is pretty good, though.
Now, as we say, Vengeance is very good. But let's just recap that, simply because Ravian wants me to do it and Innocence doesn't.
This is Innocence, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
What a great accent. Now, do you reckon she sounds American?
I don't know where she sounds like she's from, but I like it.
Yeah, you've got an Amara. No, it's I don't know. I think she's American. Some of them reckon she's English.
Raven, Russian.
She's not Russian. Yeah. No. Anyway, actually, just before we continue with the show, I just want to play this. Innocence sent me this. I think this is pretty funny. I'm going to play this for you guys. Have a listen.
A man song.
He's a man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. 'Cause I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say you're right. I'm the man of this house until you get home.
He's the man. He's the man.
I find this really fun.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but calling my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. 'Cause I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, 'cause if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. 'Cause a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, and I'm gonna do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
Anyway, Innocent sent me that. I think that is a really good one. I like that's like the toast MP3 that I played
something
before.
You can relate to, I should think.
Oi! And why precisely is that?
Because you're under the thumb.
I'm not under the thumb. Anyway, just one last
time. This is Innocence, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
Just to really abuse her trust there. I mean, that's great. Anyway, so what we got coming up for the rest of the show? Well, we've actually got ADOC the Austrian Terminator coming up with the scene news. In which case, we're going to actually prepare for the rest of the show now.
Yeah.
We have no idea what we're doing. So, any suggestions in the channel as to what we should do for the next 30 or 40?
Constructive ones would be preferred.
Yeah, you know, not like... Well, I'm not even going to suggest anything, because that'll be the first thing that they type. But, Yeah, constructive comments on what we should do for the rest of the show would be nice, because it really saves me from doing any work and preparing this show. Yeah, actually, Mr. Tiggle said something just now. It's a summertime. A lot of the seniors go to sleep during the summer. You know, they've got other things to do.
Like beer and barbecues and...
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's why we're actually having a bit of a break with the station shortly. Actually, we're going to talk about that in the next bit. Meanwhile, we're going to pass you over to ADOC.
From Russia?
He's from Austria.
and Russia?
And Russia. Right.
you Austria have in Russia.
You have this amazing ability to put me off, mate.
It's that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're going to pass you over to ADOC of Huggy with his scene news. It's going to be the last one he does, actually, until we break for the summer break, which, like I said, we're going to talk about in a bit. Meanwhile, we're just going to play Flowing Like Liquid from Ramon of Mono 211. Actually, first I'm going to check my volume levels. Right, that's better. Now we're going to play Flowing Like Liquid from Ramon of Mono 211, and we shall be back just in a few minutes. Oh, also, we'll be back with a very cool jingle. Everybody that's been submitting jingles to me for inclusion in the show, you're going to have your moment of what's the phrase I'm looking for?
Immense embarrassment. Have your moment of immense embarrassment.
5 minutes of
immense embarrassment.
5 minutes of fame, everybody.
And
fame.
Immense embarrassment.
No embarrassment here. Anyway, Flowing Like Liquid of Ramon Mono 211. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Scene News with Adok of Huggy.
Hello all and welcome to Adok Scene News with background music powered by Chichileu, Ria, Chichileu again, and finally Salsa. This will be, the last one before a break of 1 week because I'm going to leave for holidays and I won't return before July 11. Some of the most interesting news. There is a new issue of Devotion, Devotion 2. Devotion is an Amiga disc mech, and after a year it is back. Actually, it was regarded as dead short after the release of the first issue because its main editor Darkus was no longer interested in the scene due to real life problems, and he did not allow his co-editor Magic to continue the magazine. Meanwhile, other people have displayed interest in contributing to the magazine. Some of these people are Wade and Zane, very well-known Amiga disc mech editors, and since Darkers apparently didn't answer to their mails, they decided to completely take over this magazine and now release a new issue. The articles are very good, but some of them are also very brutal and aggressive attacks, which I disapprove of. You can find it in any case at CNET, www.cnet.de. It's also supposed to be at amigascene.net as soon as this domain goes online again. By the way, Hornet works again. ftp.hornet.org is working again. It was set to be down some months ago, but in fact it is there again, and you can download all the programs from the demo scene from 1992 to 1998 that are located at this server. Yeah, the demo group 100 Person Prophet, which mainly releases wild demos and video demos, has a new site, www.prophets.org.uk, where you can get their video demos and their old-school Amiga 500 demo CD-ROMs. And there are new members in this group. They are Lexical and also Pervert. Lexical is a musician from Amiga, and he's also a member of Cubex. Pervert is an old friend of the Hundred Prophets team, and he is a 2D and concept artist. The demo group Occult, which released some very good 4 kilobyte intros, is looking for a Lightwave modeller, and if you are interested, you must go to the website, which has a German URL, www.unterweltherrschaft.de. So I guess nobody understood it, except a few people who understand German, and so this won't be interesting to anybody outside anyway. There's also a new group called Foul, founded by Foul. Yes, it's right, the founder is called like the group, but he used to be a member of an Amiga demo group, Magic Dreams. He's already a bit experienced, and he's looking for a coder. Well, the URL is www.phallus.net. Cthulhu left Next Empire and the scene altogether, but he might return. We hope it is just a little break. The huge size coding competition number 14 is over, and you can now find the source pack and the battle result at www.huge.de/compo. The compo was about an assembler for a fictional CPU called Spew. And there's a new version of DemoGL, the scripting engine and demo making tool by Infuse Project, as announced by Otis. It's version 1.31 build 0528, and there are many new features. I won't listen now. Just check it out, www.demogl.com. You know, it's for OpenGL. And Assembly 2001 is looking for a composer of background music. You can contact them at tom@livecrew.org if you're interested. And you own the copyright for a song. Yeah, that's important. Another cool music news. Nectarine, the scene music site, might be a real radio sound channel soon in the future, because it has been chosen by Philips to be one of their first internet radio being on a new product. Yes, right, how it works. The new Philips stereo hi-fi systems now have an IM tuner on which you can plug either your network or your satellite plot. There will be 100 stations later, and now there are only 10, and one of them is Nectarine. It will be available before the end of the summer. I was supposed to mention coding news, but nevertheless I want to say that there is a 3D engine full-spec released by Cyberfish of The Lost Souls at www.tihlde.org/ well, and this snake character Torbjörvi/snock. Okay, well, you won't memorize this URL, so why have I told it at all? And I've been contacted by, well, Yvrind Olmquist of Tietonator Consulting. There's a new website at geocities.com, the exact address, www.geocities.com/virtualexp, which is supposed to have the biggest collection of Java 3D applets on the web. It contains virtual 3D worlds, 3D rides, space journeys, and dynamic graphics. Check it out if you want to see the latest in virtual reality. What do I say? Check it out, compare it to the demo scene. Some new music from Malcolm at www.wow64.com. Get it if you're interested in his hard tracks. And also a nice news, a nice final news, the new Skupex homepage is online, www.skupex.org. Oh, another news maybe for coders, but nevertheless I wanted to mention it. Sultan Karpati has written a 3D object converter for Windows, and he wants to support all polygon-based 3D systems in the world. If you want to help him by mentioning which he doesn't support yet, you should check out this program. As said, it's called 3D Object Converter for Windows, and it's located at members.zglobe.com/3dconverter/default.html. But probably you will find it by means of Gargle or another search engine anyway. Yeah, and Cool Fat, with his Cox Cables group, has released a new scroller cracker at c.org, it's available, and there's going to be a new issue of Black Market, which is one of very few paper magazines in the demo scene, compiled by Raver from a Baltic country, as far as I know. It was released at Mechagon Symposium 2001. Now there's a new issue with better edited articles, less spelling errors, more photos, a better printing technique, etc. And if you are interested in it, contact Raver at raver@dc-s.com. dc-s is for Dual Cruise Shining. He will probably tell you how much it costs and how you can get it by mail order. Finally, I should mention about Fuji 200 of kilobytes of articles so far, a lot of topics covered, and we are still looking for lots of articles. If you want to write huge@netway.at, topics we need the most are currently graphics tutorials, coding tutorials, music, and scene in general, opinions, reviews, party reports, anything that conveys the cool spirit of the scene we share, what makes us unique. Some of the articles covered in this issue will be, for example, name voting or the need for a corporate entity in a demo scene. Another topic in the coding range is scripting engines and the art of optimizing. We'll have at least two articles on scripting engines and writing a demo editor. Well, mathematics will also be covered, for example, how to create Taylor series, which is very important if you don't want to use the FPU and still, for example, use signed functions. Stay tuned is what I say now, and have fun, enjoy the summer. It's great weather over here, I hope it's also great weather over you. It's your place, and have fun with the Havoc.
Remember, the first rule of brainstorming is to openly mock the opinions of others. We'll be right back.
internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Yes, we're back. With a slight delay there as we're just answering the questions on the quiz button in the channel. That's actually quite funny. Sublet says that the saying, a bird in the hand is worth, and in England it's two in the bush. Sublet says it's ten on the roof.
A bird in the hand makes an awful mess.
Oh, God. Anyway, we're back. This is us on this radio station.
Yes.
That was ADOC of Huggy. We're here again. And we're just going to give you... Oh, you know, I really can't bother to go through all this news now. There's so much of it. I should just put it on the website for people to read.
But that's, like, I guess the whole point of the radio station there, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a self-service radio station. Buy a mic, download the news, read it to yourself.
Yeah.
Sorted. What is rainfall measured? A ruler? Tape measure?
A cup.
Jug? Yeah. Russian pots and bowls.
If you're not actually in the Habit Radio channel, this could be quite
irritating. Yeah,
what the hell's going on?
It's even worse if you're listening to the archives and therefore have no chance of actually finding out
what the hell we're doing.
No.
But we don't care. Rainfall, eh?
A big
bucket or something.
OM. Oh, it's something like an oxidization.
Oh, that's the masturbation.
It's an orometer or...
Russia. Rainfall is measured in Russia.
Osmolary.
Russia.
Oh, God, those guys have no choice.
Flogger rigging.
I wonder if we say revolt, will it cancel the question?
Russian! Revolt!
Anyway, back to the news.
Yeah, I've got a feeling while Death Base dies. Could you die quietly, please, mate? You are on air, you know. So, hi. Right, see. Well, the Supreme Court ruled today, well, it probably wasn't today, this was on June the 12th apparently, that police may not use devices which enable them to detect information regarding... I'll start again. There's a court's rule against invasive technology. What this is the Supreme Court ruled on the 12th of June that police may not use devices which enable them to detect information regarding the interior of a home without first obtaining a warrant. This means that they can't, use a device like radiation devices which allow police in 1992 to discover high-intensity lamps for growing marijuana. Obviously, this is now considered unreasonable. It's against sort of the right to privacy, and so now they need a warrant. And I'm sure Def has got something more interesting to say about that than I have.
Absolutely nothing at all. Although, however, I have actually managed to stop choking, which is more of a bonus than reading the news out. Anyway, next bit of news. DOS storm hits Microsoft and IIS. A hybrid worm and distributed denial of service attacked. Dubbed DOS storm. You see, I copied this news off some of the websites to try and get them all together, and they talk some crap sometimes, they really do. Appears to be used in Microsoft's own Internet Information Server, versions 4 and 5, to wage war on Microsoft. Vincent Weaver, who's the director of Symantec, Antivirus Research Center, which is SARC, www.sarc.com, stated that the worm, which had been discovered on several corporate networks, seeks out and infects IIS systems that have not applied the proper security badges. After infecting a web server, the worm will begin sending a flood of data to www.microsoft.com, as well as a constant stream of obese
email. Yeah, really, really fat email. The email that just can't stop eating.
That was meant to be obscene.
I think it was, mate.
It's going to send a constant stream.
A constant stream of obese emails.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm never this bad when you're not here.
I know.
Steve Lipner, anyway, who's the manager for Microsoft Security Response Center, stated that there's been no indications that Microsoft is under attack. So there we go. Saferinternet.org. If you don't know what saferinternet.org is, it's a European Commission-sponsored website that's promoting a safer internet. It's got a lot of links with countries and big stuff.
Big stuff. Hey, we've got links with big stuff.
This is actually Matt, quite serious news, you know.
Man with safer internet, he have links with big stuff.
Oh, God. Can I just say to all the people that are trying to start DCC chats with me, can you please disable your firewalls before you do that? Because otherwise I keep clicking on accept and it doesn't let me. Anyway, saferinternet.org, yeah. Basically, what's happened is some hackers have used their vulnerabilities to gain access to saferinternet.org. Apparently, these guys were also able to grab the names and email addresses from an email distribution list that was not secured. Project manager for saferinternet.org would not disclose the degree of access obtained by the hackers, but did state that they used an exploit in...
Okay, deep breaths. Calm down.
I'm sorry. I'm just really losing it today. I need to... Oh, right.
Death Base, you have links with big stuff.
Do you know what? We're just going to pause for a second. I'm going to play you a jingle now. We'll be back right after this.
Man from SS Plan B West, and you're listening to the Havoc Sing Radio.
Hello, this is Raven, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Net Radio.
Hello, here's Ecstasy, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
This is the Mackay on the Havoc Scene Radio Station.
Live here at the Mecca Symposium in Germany, and here's Senko and Ixi, and you're listening to Havoc Radio.
Hello, ich bin Mystic, und ich höre Havoc Scene Radio.
This is Vincent, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
Hi, this is Solar Royce, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
This is Ross with A51, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
Hi, this is
Sulfur,
and you're listening to the Havoc Radio.
This is Innocence, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
Hi, this is Yuri.
And Chloe from Lucas, and you're listening to the Havoc Scene Radio Station.
This is Devastator of Near, and you're listening to the Havoc Scene Radio.
Yes, you are, and we're back now and not laughing.
Yeah, a bit calmer now. At least laughing again now.
No, I'm not laughing. Don't make me laugh. Okay. Yeah, so that little break gave us a chance to compose myself. And we're back again. So, this DOS storm. Apparently, the worm, after it infects a web server, it begins to send a flood of data to www.microsoft.com, as well as a constant stream of obscene email to the address gates@microsoft.com. We've already done that bit of news, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah.
It was a busy moment.
That was the wrong bit of news. Anyway, talking about the saferinternet.org news, the hackers used an exploit in Microsoft's Index server and Internet Information Server to get the distribution list. In an interesting twist of fate, this announcement came just days after a statement that the European Commission has started working on a new anti-hacking law. So, there we go. Smart tag or dumb graffiti? This is pretty funny, actually. I was talking to some people on Hashcoders about this. Windows XP is... actually introducing the concept of smart tags into the browser. What this actually means is if you go to a website that the web browser doesn't think has enough links on it, it will randomly choose words on the web page and add them, add its own links to them. So, where do the links go? They pretty obviously go to the Microsoft website. So what happens is you go to any old website you like, and if there's not enough links on there, your web browser, i.e., goes through the page, finds a few random words and links you to the Microsoft site. So, apparently, because Microsoft have 80% market share in web browsers, they're now going to use that to force people to go to the Microsoft website more often. So, if I didn't learn anything from their first antitrust trial, they're certainly going to get hit now.
Well, it's supposed to be context sensitive. So, like, if you put the word Microsoft on your page, it'll take you to Microsoft.com. But if you put like Windows or something like that, it'll go to the Windows website. And people are saying like you might be writing an article about how crap Windows is, and then it'll take you to a link saying how great Windows is and things like that. And also the thing about that is it's advertising on your website that they haven't paid you for. It's really pretty crap. That's true.
I don't know. That's not going to work. People are going to try and turn that off or do something to that anyway. That's a bit nasty.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, rent a car, get a speeding ticket. This one's quite funny. Guy in America is taking a rent-a-car company in America to court. What happened apparently is he rented a car in Connecticut. Drove to Virginia and then received a bill from the company for an additional £450 for speeding. So how did this company know he was speeding? They actually installed a GPS tracking unit in the car he rented. And then in the contract, they had some small print that warned vehicles in excess of the posted speed limit will be charged $150 fee per occurrence. All their vehicles are GPS equipped. But Mr. Turner was a regular customer and did not carefully reread the contract each time he rented a car. So, the interesting thing here is this guy got done by a GPS system with no speed cameras there. So, next time that when we start buying new cars with GPS systems installed, that means the police are going to start implementing a new surveillance infrastructure. That means they can give us speeding tickets without doing anything.
Which is a bit of an ask, if you ask me.
Yep, it is indeed. Also, this was in the newspapers a couple of days ago. Cat size. I don't know if you have these in, like, foreign countries. How could you describe cat size?
They're like things that in the middle of the road, and when you like go along with your lights on, they reflect back at you, so you can see where the hell you're going.
So you can see the lanes in between the lines. Yeah, the lines in between the lanes.
Yeah.
What they're actually doing is they're putting cameras in these things, so that as you drive down the road, the cat signs are going to record your license plate, send your speed, obviously because they can track you from cat sign to cat sign. Send your speed back to police headquarters, and the police can automatically issue you with speed tickets. Which is a bit of a shit, really.
Yeah.
So they're going to have like speed cameras everywhere in the UK. Of course, to do that, they're going to have to rip up the roads to it, which is a little bit hard in this country because everyone complains when you do that. But I think that's a bit nasty.
The thing about all this, these cameras and getting you for speeding is. Under European law, you don't have to disclose who was driving the car at the time because it's an infringement of your basic right not to incriminate yourself. So, if they get your thing, you can say, I don't know who was driving the car at the time, so...
Yeah, that's right, actually. Somebody's done that, and they got off, which is pretty funny.
So, if they try it on me, I'm going to do that, I think.
Yeah, so that's a bit of a shit. I don't like the police. Anyway.
Well, it depends on what they're doing. If they're trying to find the person that murdered your brother, you quite like him then.
Tell you what, I was driving through the city centre here at 7:30 in the morning, or 8:00 in the morning last week. There was a copper sitting with a speed camera gun, you know, one of them radar guns, right? In the middle of the city centre, speed testing people in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. Now, for me, right, if I could get above 30 mile an hour in Birmingham city centre in the middle of a week at 8:00 in the morning, then I'd be impressed.
You'd have a hover car, basically.
Yeah. Have we just been attacked by a fly that's just flying around in here?
Exciting news for the listeners at home there.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway.
Fly comes into the Havoc offices.
Hell no!
Instant news report. Updates.
Yeah.
Things.
Yeah, things, yeah.
With links to big stuff.
Yes. Hosted in Russia. Anyway, Microsoft admits to using open source. This was quite funny. Microsoft have admitted to using FreeBSD on machines that track advertising and that run DNS hosting for Hotmail. Over the last year, Microsoft have really been hacking away at open source and telling people that it has inherent security risks and
it's evil.
All that kind of it's tool of the devil and all that. But they've actually been using it themselves. Microsoft's use of this software was uncovered on a couple of weeks ago by a FreeBSD developer in Los Angeles who used standard internet monitoring tools to check on the computers at Hotmail. If you believe that, you'll believe anything. This bloke was probably sitting there thinking, how can we screw him this time? And thought, yes, bonus, found it. Anyway, so when Microsoft purchased Hotmail in 1997, it was already running on FreeBSD, but Microsoft claimed it would transition to Windows and has since stated that Hotmail was being run on a Windows-only system. Microsoft, of course, have not offered a reasonable explanation for publicly denying the use of open source software.
You're listening to Havoc Japan.
Little ma, hoi ha.
Hoi ha, Havoc Scene Radio. Hi, hoi ya. Havoc Japan, brought to you from Russia.
An unspecified insider told the Wall Street Journal on Friday that Microsoft consciously chose FreeBSD after security-related website failures in January because of the technical superiority of the open-source product. However, tell that to Sulfur, who couldn't configure his firewall while running it. So, that's all the technical news for you today. You got a nice jingle in the middle of that, because I couldn't stop laughing.
And also the coughing fit, and the obese emails. And
all kinds of stuff. I mean, where else do you get obese emails?
Links to big stuff.
Exactly, all that kind of stuff. And Russia.
Yeah, and Japanese.
Anyway, we're going to play you a couple of tracks now. We're going to play you a very cool track. We played this before by Make from Visual. It's his remix, Jesus on Ease. Very cool, I like this track. I'd advise you turn your bass down on this now, because everyone always complains that this blows their speakers.
That's obviously a nice bonus for them.
Yeah, I don't care. Don't blow mine.
Yeah.
then we're going to play you Dark Halo, Stratosphere Sniper. That's a Mono 211 track. It was just released from Mono.
Welcome back to Havoc Japan.
you know the site. Anyway, and we will be back after that to have a chat about stuff and things.
And links to stuff.
Indeedy.
Big stuff at that. From Russia.
Enjoy this track.
This is Mac A, and you happen to have tuned in to the Havoc Scene Radio Station.
Senko, and I'm sitting here next to Ixi, and we're live at the Mecha Symposium in Germany, and you are listening to Havoc Radio.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
That's all I had to say.
From Russia.
Still from Russia. We were going to talk about some things. Actually, Topi44 has just messaged me. And I find it's really odd to read the sun shining right off the monitor. Thank you. That's quite handy.
I can't stay for long, so really quick.
Topi44 has just messaged me. His new website is going to be up on www.muext...
My legs hurt.
www.muextreme.de or .com or .net. So, just wait. So you can check that out there. Also, Devotion.
Yes.
Devotion's a disc mag. We have the coder here.
Yeah, we do.
So we can, of course, insult him for his crap code. No, it was all right.
Well, it didn't work. Yeah, it didn't run very well on your computer.
I saw the best fade I have ever seen.
It doesn't like UAE. That's what it is. And who can blame it?
The word slow fade has not... My God, look at the lag on that. That's unbelievable. I seem to be really lagged on RC. Oh, well.
Well, you are streaming, you know, to...
I'm streaming about 100K and all this crap and downloading porn and DivX movies and stuff. Devotion. Aside from it having the slowest fader I've ever seen in my life.
Only because you run it on UAE.
It's running on a P3700.
Yeah, that's UAE's fault.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing to do with me.
So anyway,
it works fine on a basic 1200, so it's hardly my fault.
On a basic Amiga 1200, and we all know what processor's in that.
Yeah, 14 megahertz O2O.
Exactly.
There you go.
Right, so tell us a bit about Devotion.
Well, it's just been released again, this time with Wade at the controls. It was going to be a release with Darkus and Wade, but Darkus went missing, and Wade came to me and said, well, can you help me out and get a release out, because a lot of people have sent me support, and if we don't release it, then it's all just going to be for nothing. So, it's the first issue without Darkus. And also, it looked like it was going to be completely dead, because when Darkus originally quit the scene, he didn't want Magic taking it over. Because he didn't feel that it was Magic, anything to do with Magic. He was just one of the co-editors, and it looked like it was dead for a while, until Wade came along and they got together and started putting together Devotion 2.
So there's no contribution from Darkus at all in Devotion.
Pretty much nothing, no.
Right, because I was talking to Darkus just before the show. He's actually left.
How job? I call it how job.
How job. Hoyob, hi-yob.
Hey, we're English, we must be right.
Yeah, that's right. We own the world, so...
exactly.
Yeah, so... Anyway, so Darkus has left...
How-job.
How-job.
That'll do. How-yob.
Yeah, so I think Darkus' time on the scene is pretty much over now because of personal commitments. I mean, you heard ADOC talk a little bit about it in his news. So the future of Devotion, then?
There is actually an article in Devotion at the moment saying do not send any support for Devotion 3 because we just don't know if it's going to come out. But
isn't that a bit of a dangerous prospect for a disc, mate?
Well, not necessarily. If it looks like they're going to have enough stuff to put in it from themselves, then they'll say, hey, start supporting it. But at the end of the day, if he doesn't release Devotion 3, I'll just have to kill him. So seeing as my engine's only had two outings so far, and it's pretty damn good, so it deserves more than that.
Fair enough. So who's the main editor now, then?
It's Wade, yeah.
And who's on the team now? There's Wade, there's you.
Wade, I just coded the thing. I didn't actually do any articles for this issue. That's just laziness, really. Yeah. But Sane, it's basically the old Scene Point staff, so that's pretty cool. Getting back together. I mean, Sane came back, hasn't done anything on the scene for years, and he just got he was kind of missing it, so used Devotion's excuse to come back, so that's pretty cool.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Well, so at least the Amiga Disc Mag scene isn't completely dead.
No. But your chart's still going on well. And
didn't I hear the Grapevine was being released?
Well, hasn't it been on the verge of being released for years now anyway? I mean,
yeah, but it seemed to be far more committed this time around. Everyone was saying Grapevine's going to be released. Actually, somebody originally told me Grapevine was going to be released on the PlayStation.
Lando, as a guy I know quite well, who seems to keep disappearing all the time, but he's a really good guy. Guy I speak to on Amiga scene quite a lot. Well, I used to anyway. He's disappeared, as I say. But he's a professional PlayStation coder, and he's supposed to have been doing the Grapevine Amiga engine. He was thinking of doing a PlayStation engine that reads the same articles, so they could release the same mag on the Amiga and the PlayStation at the same time.
All right, that's interesting.
Which would be cool, I suppose.
Yeah. So maybe that person who ever told me that wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough, isn't it? Yeah, so that's cool. So any other news from the Amiga side of things?
That chip pack, which I spoke about in the last show.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's still being worked on.
After that firm commitment from you.
I actually coded on it last weekend. I did some more stuff. It's actually functional now. I'm just making it cool before I release it. I've been working hard. I've been... Because this chip pack is a cooperation between DCS and Dark Age. I've been... Basically, it's going to be run on a basic Amiga 500, so I've been going back and doing some coding with the Blitter and stuff like that, and I've really enjoyed it, actually, but, yeah, it's going to be another couple of weeks, I think, and then it should be out not long now.
So, what, next year, possibly?
Next century.
It's
only a year late, so...
Actually, shall we see if I can find the archive of the previous show and play your firm commitment to get it released?
I don't think I made that firm a commitment.
How's about that? So that's about all the Amiga news that we got.
Basically these days you've got to watch out for the parties really for anything on the Amiga scene.
I'm not seen at all.
More so on the Amiga than anything else, I think. There's, you know, Eurochart on the way, Showtime's being worked on by the guys from Dark Age. And it's going to be...
Which reminds me, actually, if any of the Showtime people are listening to this, specifically... Who's it? I've got that email off. Gandhi?
Probably Gandhi.
Yeah, it was Gandhi. Yeah, specifically Gandhi. You better get in contact with me, mate, because Gandhi wanted to do something with me for the next Showtime. So, well, there's a bit of a scoop for everybody. Yeah. So if Gandhi's listening to this, he needs to get in contact with me, please. That's about it, really, for all the Amiga news, isn't it?
Yep.
Zykes has just messaged me. There's been a new Mono 211 release. It's called it's Lackluster's one-off CP, and you can download that at the usual site, mono211.com. Got a lot of exposure on this show, Mono, I have, but very good group, so that's cool.
Been around a long time.
Yeah, a long, long time, haven't they? Long, long time. So let's have a think, what else? There's not really a lot left about the show. I just want to tell you a little bit about what's happening in the future now. We're actually going to take a break for the summer with the Havoc. What's happening is Claire and Fury, who are our main support on the show, they're actually away on holiday through August, and I'm away on holiday from the middle to the end of July. As you heard Adox say, he's on holiday during July, and then Aladox has got some system changes coming up at in August, I think it is. So what we're actually going to do is just going to pause here. Zykes has just said to me, www.geocities.com/assemblycode/index.html, grapevine for the PlayStation.
Well, there you go.
There we go. It's actually released and out. So whoever told me that, and I said it was lying, I'm sorry. Really shouldn't attack people on the radio until I got me my facts straight. By the way, the answer to the current question, who was in the movie, it's probably who plays the character of the only escapee from Alcatraz? It's Sean Connery, yeah. There we go.
That's great for all the archivists.
There we go. So anyone that's listening to the archives, you'll probably want to skip past that bit there.
So, yeah, break for Havoc.
Yes, break for Havoc. We're going to be breaking. We're going to have one more show after this show. That's going to... what we're actually going to do in that show, we're going to have all the usual news and abuse. And we're also going to run a bit of a fuck-up show at the end, a bit of the bloopers show.
How is that different from an ordinary show, then?
Exactly. Yes, thank you. Many people have already pointed out that all I have to do is do a normal show.
You'd have a fuck-up show,
and we would have a fuck-up show. But, we're going to play the best bits and the funny bits.
While I blow my nose, it might be quite noisy.
Yeah, I'm just going to mute him while we do this. All right, I'll carry on broadcasting. I'm sure the listeners enjoyed that. So we're actually going to break for a month or so. In the next show, we're going to do a recap of the last 10 or 11 shows. We've had a lot of shows, actually. I think we're on about our 10th, 11th, 12th show now. Something like that. 20th show. And we're going to have a recap. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good laugh. It's going to be a bit of a tribute to everybody that's given time and helped us out on the previous shows on the Havoc.
Or alternatively, just turned up and locked about.
Yep, that too. Which you most certainly qualify for there. Zykes has just told me that Grapevine for the PlayStation has not been released. It's just screenshots.
So there you go.
See, that's what happens when people message me, part news.
And they say, noodles.
Like, pot noodles. They message me something and they say, like, this is here. And I say, well, it's there. And then they say, no, it's not. Well, that didn't help me when I said it, did it? So back to the next show. It's going to be a normal show-ish. we're going to have probably half a normal show, half a fuck-up show. It'll probably be slightly shorter because we'll be wrapping up, and I haven't got that much time to do because I'm packing to go on holiday anyway. Aside from that, we're going to close. I think the date of the next show will be... I don't want to make a phone commitment yet, actually, but...
Basically because you're useless, really.
Yeah, that's true. See, my double-click doesn't work anymore. June, July... the date of the next show will either be Saturday the 7th or Saturday the 14th of July. So, just for my birthday, actually. So, we shall see. There'll be announcements out in the usual places about that. That's about all I've got to say, really. We'll be breaking from the middle of July till probably around September time, when we'll come back with a new station, a new setup, new fuck-ups.
Yep.
Actually, Mr. Tickle has seen the commitment to making Havoc TV that we have. You can verify the fact that we've got all the DV bridges and stuff.
Yep, I've been paid a certain amount of money to say that he's bought DV bridges.
Actually, for once, I haven't paid you to say it. It's actually
He has actually got a DV bridge. Thanks for the fiver.
Yes. So anyway, we're all set to go for Havoc TV.
Havoc TV Russia, yep.
Yeah, you know, we should actually get Ali G on here. What's the guy's name? Do you watch Ali G?
Yes, well, Borat.
Borat,
thank you. He's from Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan's in Russia.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a Russian province.
Do you know what? I didn't know it was a Russian province, and I've just written a fruit machine for Kazakhstan.
Really?
Yeah.
You wrote a fruit machine for Kazakhstan?
We sell all over Eastern Bloc countries and all sorts of places.
But, like, Kazakhstan is one of those really poor countries that's, like, full of mountains.
Just the sort of place that people want fruit machines to waste all their money on. I promise you, we do. The poorer the country, the better we do. The more they want them.
How do you code a fruit machine for Russia? Do you code in Russian?
No, I code in Z80.
But like everything must be in Russian.
Yeah, but I get translations from the people we sell. We get like distributors in each country, and we say we want hold, and they come back with whatever Russian for hold is.
Oh, like, right. Yeah. So it's fairly easy then.
Yeah.
No, it's just cheating, isn't it? Thought you'd have to code in Russian.
Well, but all the comments in Russian.
Yeah. All the coding comments. Yeah. So actually, you program fruit machines. You can tell me this live on the air. Bit of news. Is it true that you can actually cheat a fruit machine?
Not ours.
Not yours? So
not
you didn't
that
put
of.
That back door in that you told me about?
Okay, I lose my job time. Yeah. I can't put back doors into our code without... we wouldn't get past testing. Our testing people are really awesome. They'd get anything that I put in it. So
really, so they actually check your code and stuff.
Well, they get the machine, and even if I put some bizarre code in there to get it to win, they'd find it. They're
that good. They're
that good. And also, my bosses have access to all my source code. So,
oh right, so that's a bit of a crap.
Yeah. Well, basically, if we made fruit machines with backdoors in, no one would buy them, and we'd go out of business. So,
you see, there's everybody says that like all fruit machines have backdoors.
Well, they do so that people can get into them, but that's about it.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. So, can you actually hang a fruit machine? Not like hang on the wall. Like, can you crash it? Can you make it do stupid things?
As I say, our testing people are excellent, so they usually get...
Ah, crap.
we have a really good team, so...
All right, fair enough. Anyway, so back to the show. back to the show. There wasn't really anything
to go
back to.
Yeah. Back to the show.
Yeah, so I think about all that's left to say is thanks to everybody for tuning in. Thanks to everyone. Good luck to Claire and Fury, who have broken their machines again, and they're now rebuilding it. Greets to everybody in the channel. So that's Clary, Digiman, Devastator, Ecstasy, Fury, Goldenell, Innocence, Lacoste, Mystic, Solarize, Sublet, Solf, Topi44, Zedboy, Zero...
The hat there is a bit, Mahatma Gandhi.
Yep. Zykes, Mackay, Opia, and Poison, and of course Solarize and anyone else that I missed. Greets going out to everybody in UK scene and all the other channels, and Mackay's just messaged me here, I'm just having a look. Now, also, one thing, I've actually just got some news coming in. Sulfur is almost done coding a chip pack with music from Mackay and Barok and Simon J. So that's some good news.
Probably going to beat my chip pack out, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's
might be better though.
That is actually slated for release very shortly. I think within weeks.
The DCS and Dogus chip pack was slated for release in weeks last year.
Yes, that's true. That's no excuse for Sulfur. So everybody will now be looking for Sulfur's release of of a chip pack. Keep your eyes out for that, basically.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm only joking. He's not coming to chip back, but Mako wants him to. So he thought, if I read this out on the air, it would kind of force him into doing
so,
it.
So it might take as long as the one I'm doing.
Yes, probably. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Actually, the difference between that is that yours is actually being done, this one isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I might even get out first. I was incentive for me to actually do it. No,
anyway, guys, so it's about time to wrap the show up now. We're going to leave you with music from Stefan Chronix called Houston 600 soundtrack. Me and Mr. Tickle are going to go off and get some pizza and food and stuff.
Pizza and food?
Pizza and food.
Yeah.
Yep. Pizza not being food in itself. we'll encode the archives and upload them to the show.
The show? To Russia?
No, we won't encode the archives. We'll encode the archives and upload them to the website. And we'll put all the useless
gibberish that we've said into an archive.
All the useful show information.
All the useless show information.
Oh, I've really lost it today, you know. Yeah, that's about it, really, isn't it? I've got nothing else. Any greets to anyone?
Greets to everyone in the Amiga scene, because I'm usually there, which is blah, 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 blah. Phono and Clary and Death Bass.
Yes, greets to me.
Digimon and Guru XXXXL. I'll have to greet Peaky the way I greet her online. So it's Peaky Smiley, Rachel Reed, blah 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 blah.
Hi Reed.
And everyone at Amy Coders who is undoubtedly idling.
Everyone's idle.
Yes.
Right, Mako's just told me apparently this... Oh, God, I just screwed all my windows up. Mako's just told me that chip pack was due about 3 years ago.
It's actually beating mine for delay.
Yeah, it's beating yours on delay times. So greets to everybody. Greets to Innocence. Oh, actually, before we go, just so I don't forget, I've actually just got to play these, so in case you guys thought you'd get away with it...
Hi, this is Solar Eyes, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
Hello, this is Raven, and you're listening to The Havoc Freenet Radio.
Hi, this is Solar Eyes, and you're listening to... Hi, this is Solar Eyes, and you're listening to The Havoc Free Scene Radio.
Hello, this is Raven, and you're listening to The Havoc Freenet Radio. Hello, this is Raven, and you're listening to The Havoc Freenet Radio.
Sorry, I just had to do that on request.
Can you just do Vengeance?
I love Vengeance. Yeah, we should do Vengeance one more time, because that is really a classic.
This is Vengeance, and you're listening to the Havoc Free... I fucking forgot.
You really should not. Actually, you should all tune in to the next show when I do the bloopers. I've actually got 20 minutes of bloopers from the Vengeance interview that I did, where we were just fucking it up so bad every single time. It was quite funny, so I've got a lot of screw-ups from that show. Anyways, that's about it for this show, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Mr. Tickle for coming all the way up here and doing the show. Yeah, I'd like to say doing this show, but he didn't. He just sat here and made me laugh. So that's really about it. We'll be back in about 2 weeks. Of course, the show will be archived to the website very shortly. We'll be around on the channels for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, might piss around on the PC, get pizza.
And food.
Yeah, and food. See what's going on.
We've got links to Big Stuff in Russia.
That's right, Russia. We should get Russian food with Big Stuff and links. Bake a groove. We couldn't let that go. I mean, we really couldn't let that go. That's about all now. I think we'll pass you over into the capable hands of Stefan Chronix, also known as the Love Doctor from the Havoc Free Scene Radio. We will be back in 2 weeks. Don't forget, we always need your contributions and stuff.
Obese emails.
Yep.
Anything.
Email all your obese stuff to me at devbase@thehavoc.co.uk. That's about it, really. Anything else to say?
Russia.
I think that's a good one. Ah, now you know what we should say? Yasabankra.
What does that mean?
You not heard of Yasabankra?
Not recently.
No? I'll have to explain Yasabankra. This guy hasn't heard of Yasabankra. Yasabankra. You've never heard of Yasabankra?
No.
No? I've been telling people about Yasabankra all the time. I think I better explain to you about Yasabankra. Thanks to everyone else for tuning in. We'll be around. See you soon. Yasabankra, seriously. I can't believe you've not heard of that.
Well, I've never heard of that.
You seriously haven't heard of Yasabankra?
Never heard of Yasabankra.
Wait, you've heard of the demo Impact DK?
Oh, yeah.
World of Impact DK. Yeah, exactly.
Well, of course I've heard of that.
Yeah, I would have hoped you'd heard
Jeff
of that.
Tickle did a remix of that song, yes.
Great remix we did that. Anyway, you've heard of that demo. Yeah, so Anchor, during that demo, you must have heard the bit, middle of the module, we cut it out in our remix, but you must have heard the bit where it actually said, Yes, Anchor.